superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm a peacock. You gotta let me fly.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
David has stuck Goliath. The 15th seed in St. Peter's Peacocks has knocked off mighty Kentucky.
The Rich Eisen Show. Earlier on the show, recently retired Rams tackle Andrew Whitworth, St. Peter's men's basketball coach Shaheen Holloway. Coming up, Chargers cornerback J.C. Jackson, plus your phone calls, what's more likely, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Four NCAA tournament games and day number two of the first round are all on the air. We're going to keep an eye on all of them. No upsets in the making whatsoever. As a matter of fact, none of the games. The only game that's within a one-score game or even a three-score game is Yale and Purdue because they've yet to tip off. So that's that's the way it goes. They're about to tip off, and that's the way we're rolling here in day number three. Andrew Whitworth hung out with us in hour number one, and Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated joined us in hour number two to talk about all the top stories in the NFL, and there are so many of them. It's very difficult to keep track of them. And Shaheen Holloway, the head coach of St. Peter's that knocked off Kentucky and destroyed my bracket, he joined us in hour number two. J.C. Jackson was supposed to appear here, but he had to reschedule for another day. So we look forward to chatting with one of the bank breakers of free agency. So we will do that when conditions warrant. Getting set for a weekend here into which it appears Deshaun Watson may take his decision. As of right now, as we're talking right now, it is 2 o'clock Eastern time in the great city of Atlanta, where apparently Deshaun Watson is making his decision. And it's either the home team there, his home team growing up, or it's the New Orleans Saints. And I got to tell you, whatever his decision is going to be, and Albert Breer says money is involved because he's trying to get money moved around, certainly from this year to next, if he is suspended for predicament that he has been in for over a year that apparently does not seem to be scaring off the Saints or the Falcons or scared off the Panthers or the Browns for meeting with him. And Albert's saying he's trying to move it out from this first year to make sure he earns it in later years, and he wants later years guaranteed or wants money to be included in this. And why not? You got the hammer in your hand, and after sitting out for a year and people wondering if teams would be interested in you or not, and he's trying to swing it. I get it. But whatever his decision is, tell you what, it is going to be part of the fabric and the storytelling involved in one of the fiercest rivalries in the NFL. Look, I know we're all focused on Bears, Packers, or Cowboys, fill in the blank. Even in the AFC East, where I'm sitting there my whole life, I despise the Dolphins forever. Fake Spike and Patriots, fill in the blank. Brady created so many rivalries with the Steelers and the Ravens and, you know, the Chiefs. Chiefs and Raiders go way back. That's when the NFL films music starts. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom. But the Saints and the Falcons have a nasty rivalry. I remember at that Super Bowl in Atlanta that the Saints appeared to be on the verge of making until a pass interference call that never happened created such a major stink that we all know that the league changed the rules and made pass interference reviewable for a year. I remember when we went to Atlanta and it was Rams versus Patriots, and the Patriots, as everyone will know, certainly in Atlanta, anybody like you, Brockman, who's living in a Georgia sports world, as you do, thanks to Sarah Tiana, mother of your beautiful child, Cage, that Atlanta fans don't like Patriots. They don't like them. They don't like that whole 28-3 business. They don't like them. They don't like them one bit. They can't stand them. But everyone in Atlanta, happier to see the Patriots than the Saints. I met a handful of service, hospitality, industry people whose job it is to welcome you to their town and and make sure you have a terrific experience in their restaurants and their bars. And they were all like, all of these New Orleans Saints fans aren't here, because we would have like closed up shop during a Super Bowl week.
I forgot. Those are some really like helpful and nice people.
They were honestly, they were like so conflicted that the Saints were going to come to their town and their city for the Super Bowl and try and win the championship and hoist the Lombardi in their stadium.
The last time I was in New Orleans was December of 2017. And on the way to the airport in New Orleans, there was a giant billboard of 28-3. The city of New Orleans was trolling on Atlanta for blowing 28-3.
Even if they don't have any more, you know, if you will, skin in the game, put up the tweet. I saw this a few days ago. Jeff Duncan, who covers the Saints in New Orleans, was talking about if Tulane alum, Lake Charles native, and former Saints executive Terry Fontenot beats his mentor and longtime friend Mickey Loomis to the punch on a trade for Deshaun Watson, it's going to ramp up the Saints-Falcons rivalry even more for these next few years. And Sean Payton, who's retired, wrote back, rivalry?
Wow.
Because rivalry implies that one team.
Yeah, that one team beat the it makes it competitive against the
even,
other.
Yeah, it's even.
And Sean Payton's like, rivalry?
Three question marks?
Like, what? And Sean's out. He's retired. He's supposed to be on a beach somewhere, and he couldn't even resist taking a shot at the Falcons.
Couldn't resist.
Deshaun Watson's decision will be the subtext for every one of these matchups for years to come.
That's funny.
And in the short term, whoever gets him has a better chance to make sure Brady, you know,
doesn't get number eight.
Or he doesn't get number eight, or doesn't have a, you know, an enjoyable supposed last season or whatever ride off into whatever sunset he's envisioning right now. So that's a big time situation. Then just one other thing to hit here. And you just notice the difference between veterans or you know, youngster or kid or whatever you want to make them out to be. Different generations. Different generations, man. But what do you think Matt Ryan's thinking right now? Okay. Last year, it was, are they going to draft my replacement? For weeks, it was, are they going to draft my replacement? Oh, yeah. We're getting a new coach in here. What's your relationship with the new coach? We're getting a new general manager in here. What's your stance on Matt Ryan? For weeks, it was all about that. You didn't hear a boo or a peep out of Matt Ryan, who then came on this show and answered all the questions that he probably didn't want to answer. All he wanted to be answering was like, yeah, man, great to have Kyle Pitts right there. We're going to do X, Y, and Z. He got his ass beat again so many times last year. Matt Ryan taking beatings. You want to talk about fighting through injuries that Baker Mayfield talks about? There's no Dear Atlanta letter from Matt Ryan out on social media right now. But he's from a different era, and I'm sure it's like he and his wife are probably looking at each other saying, again? Again. Because last year, it was just, they had the draft choice. It's not like they traded up into it. Like, it was theirs. They unfortunately earned it.
They earned it, yeah.
This time around, it's like Arthur Blank and Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith are putting on the old dog and pony for a guy who's garnered more headlines, unfortunately for himself, fair or not, in his career that Matt Ryan's never even come remotely close to. How do you think he's feeling right now? Same way as Baker Mayfield, I'll probably tell you that. And they got kids that they're going to have to move and go somewhere. They got a family to uproot.
Twins, I think.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot on the table with Matt Ryan. And you can keep your eyes peeled on his social media, and there's no Atlanta. My wife and I are very upset.
Let's take a look.
You know, we love you. We love you. We've loved you all this time. You know, hey, somebody Zillow's some houses in Carmel, Indiana. You know,
his last tweets are from early March, where he was at a youth center in Atlanta.
Somebody Zillow those places out there in Seattle, Washington. You know?
Houseboat up there, Rich.
I'm Puget Sound. It's some beautiful spots out there in Lake Washington, sure.
You know what I mean?
So, honestly, like, what's Matt Ryan thinking? Because we're all talking in New Orleans. What are you? You're just giving Jameis Winston pause right now. I mean, Taysom Hill's already been part of this whole thing, you know, so far. And so, you know, you put it all together, Saints don't have an issue right now. And the Panthers aren't concerned about, I guess, what Sam Darnold's thinking. Right?
But they're paying him $19 million next year, so
you
whatever.
Know, so you could sit here and say, you know, Baker Mayfield has got an issue and he's got this and he's got that. And, you know, I understand he has every right to be upset. And that's just the way he handles it. Different generation. I'm going to take to Instagram. I'm going to take to Twitter. And I'm going to tell these guys, we're done here because I've given my heart and soul. I mean, Matt Ryan's given his entire career.
And he's the best player in the history of their franchise, most likely, right?
Second year in a row he's got to deal with this. And it could be he comes out like, I'm the guy. And you could put the toothpaste back in the Matt Ryan tube. That you can do. I think, because they did it last year, and he's being paid an insane amount of money. So, I just wanted to throw those two, just the interesting juxtaposition, because it's a lot of connective tissue here. Baker Mayfield's trying to think, I'm going to pull out, you know, James Harden got his way out, and other guys in the NBA have now gotten their way out, as you all know. That's been part and parcel. That's come home to roost in the NFL right now. Devontae Adams got his way out. He wanted to go somewhere. People are beginning to get their ways out, even though there's a contractual obligation between him and the team. And then there's the, by the way, other Heisman Trophy winning quarterback from Oklahoma that's sitting there in the NFL wondering if he can talk his way into a situation he wants or demand his way into a situation he wants. It's a kind of a lot of connective tissue going on right here.
Been all quiet on the Kyler Murray front for a while, huh?
You know, it's not all quiet on the front, the Rich Eisen Show studio front right now. What the hell's happening?
Mike, is that outside? I can't see.
It's outside.
Is it upstairs?
I think it's upstairs and outside. Oh, okay. It's like
there's something going on with the elevator shaft nearby. Yeah. I don't know.
I think they're working in the shaft.
Pause.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. That's an old Tony Orlando and Dawn song.
Great song.
Tony Orlando and Dawn here on.
I just totally dated myself.
WRES.
Released in 1970.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got What's More Likely, TJ's Big Ass Grab Bag, and so much more. And more of your phone calls, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on our program on a busy Friday, waiting for Deshaun. I mean, Matt Ryan's waiting for Deshaun. You know who's else waiting for Deshaun? Well, they're waiting for Deshaun right now to see in Indianapolis, who do we need to go chase? Who is possible to go chase? Who do we want to go chase based on what Deshaun Watson's situation is? You know, a bunch of Packers might want somebody's wide receiver. Well, we're not trading you DK if we wind up with Baker because Baker wants out. And we need to know if, you know, maybe Matt Ryan's available. You know what I mean?
It's like that Charlie Day meme or GIF where he's just like trying to put everything together.
With all the numbers.
Yeah. So, Rich, by the way, Derek Carr definitely staying with Oakland?
Yeah, well, I mean Vegas, yes.
I mean, I'm sorry, with Vegas.
Oh, yeah, they're making these moves to make a...
100%.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
You imagine you pay that money to Davante Adams and say that you have a dream come true, you get to be with your college roommate again. But no, you know what we did? We just traded him to Indianapolis so we could build around you. Yeah, that's not. This is absolutely the way in on Derek Carr, and congrats to him too, man.
Yeah.
Congrats to him too that they have full belief in him, and it's no question about it. And
I like that guy, man. I'm a fan of his.
I'm a fan too.
You know what?
Me
and
too.
And
Darren Waller, Davante Adams.
Maybe I want to collect my thoughts a little bit on that. Meanwhile, it's a 12-point lead for Ohio State. Yeah. It is a 20-point lead for Texas Tech. And Auburn's got an 18-point lead. And early on, Yale is sticking within Purdue two possessions right now. So
I think I picked Yale for the upset there.
Oh, did you really?
I'm pretty sure. I'm.
Everybody loves the Ivy League school until about the 8-minute mark of the second half. All right, we'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Guess what I'm doing after this?
Golfing?
I am. I'm actually playing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm treating myself to an afternoon under the sun. I have not played. I have not played in weeks,
with Murph?
Man. I am not playing with him.
What is your obsession with Murph?
I don't understand. He just loves to bring it up, Murph. No, I am not.
You know who you're playing with.
And I'm going to be taking my Callaway sticks and my Odyssey putter, and I'm going to try and win championships like everybody's been doing with their Odyssey putters on the major tours.
Big time.
I do love you can tell the difference between an Odyssey putter and other putters because of that legendary white hot insert. It just feels so good. The ball just comes straight off. All you got to do is just make sure you get your proper alignment and follow through and let the stick do its work. The Chrome Soft golf ball works as well. The number one putter on tour. That's what Odyssey has. Number one on every major tour in 2021. Put together exactly what they have. Consistent performance, a steady stream of game-changing innovations. That legendary white hot insert, the new Tri-Hot 5K, classic blade with the forgiveness of a mallet. Totally mind-blowing. See what makes Odyssey the number one putter on tour at Odyssey Golf. .com. I told you guys I was a magnet for ambient noise, didn't I?
You did say so.
All right, back with more in a moment.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Before we get to our Friday fun of what's more likely and the grab bag, let's just mention something about Derek Carr here, because you guys were talking about him before the break, and part of it had to be that his brother was first overall. He wasn't, right? And he comes into the league and has to prove his worth and ends up having an MVP-type year for Jack Del Rio and then broke his ankle. And you remember that? I mean, he was staring down at his ankle. He was in shock. And and then the Raiders fall apart, never really get back to what they were in that 1 year. But Derek was terrific that year. Gruden winds up taking over, and Gruden was just, he always had that reputation for, like, he treated quarterbacks like French fries. Because you know what's better than fries?
Someone else's fries.
Yeah. Other people's fries. Yeah. And he always had that reputation of, you know, whether it was a veteran quarterback or Peterman, who he couldn't quit.
Peterman.
You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was always, whether that's fair, whether it was fair or not, that was always the supposition. Always got to have more quarterbacks and look at veterans because those are the guys that could. You always got the sense that Derek Carr wasn't his guy. That could have been totally misconstrued and unfair. But that was the whispers. This was the talk. And even in this non-playing season this time around, after Carr had a remarkable season, which he did, when Gruden resigned, lost his job, however you want, unfairly, whatever you want to say about how he got done dirty or whatever, what he was revealed to have said in emails was an untenable position to, made his position untenable, which is what I said here. He was the one who was talking about putting his arms around Carl Nassib, and then he was the one after that dreadful, awful vehicular homicide happened, in which his teammate killed a woman and her dog. And he was remarkable in those moments.
Yeah.
Remarkable. And then on the field, just when other quarterbacks went downhill and the games got colder and tougher, he got better.
Got better.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have Darren Waller, did he?
No, Waller was out for a good part of this year.
And he didn't have his deep threat, and he didn't have...
The run game was inconsistent.
He was terrific. And even in this non-playing season, I'm telling you, I was at the combine, and I heard from multiple people, yeah, I don't know if McDaniels really likes him. I don't know that. Not sure. Keep an eye on him. He might be moved. Colts might want him. I heard that a lot. Not only is he sticking there, they got him his BFF from college, and they spent a one and a two to go get him, and they got him the best receiver in the NFL. How about that? Kind of wanted to put that all together in one spot.
And just real quick, what I wanted to talk about too, Rich, now that Davante Adams is in Las Vegas, is Derek Carr and Davante Adams the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the NFL?
Because Rodgers Adams has been broken up.
Rodgers and Adams is done. It's over. Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf, over.
Two of the best just got busted
up. Two of the
up.
Best are just now off the list. So now what does the list look like?
Here's your list. You got to start with your Super Bowl champs. You got to start with Stafford and Kupp.
I think so.
I mean, Kupp just won the Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. Stafford and the Rams just won the Super Bowl.
Game-winning drive to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so Stafford to Kupp has to be based on the Triple Crown, mm-hmm. winner at the wide receiver position, and then the Super Bowl MVP and the quarterback who is the trigger man for not only one but two Triple Crown winners in the history of the NFL, with Calvin Johnson being another. You got to include them, right?
How about the team they beat? How about Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase? Put them on there.
Hold on. We're going to start writing these down. Burrow and Chase. You've got to include Mahomes.
And Tyreek.
And Hill.
Cheetah. Yeah.
Okay. You've got to include in this mix.
Just off the top of my head, Tom Brady and Mike Evans.
Brady and Evans.
Yeah. That's mandatory.
Okay. You've got to include
Allen and Diggs.
Allen and Diggs, we'll put them on there because Josh Allen is remarkable and Diggs is terrific too. But now you're
what I mean.
You're getting.
But I think I would rather have
outside of the periphery.
Would you rather have Derek Carr and Davante Adams instead of Allen and Diggs?
I don't know. I mean, Allen is, as you know, he's so supremely incredible, and he's my Mandalorian quarterback.
Okay. Is the difference between Allen over
and Carr,
Diggs?
Yes.
Allen over Carr. Adams over.
I understand
Diggs,
you know that. Who else are we missing, guys?
I mean, like I said before.
Well, Dak and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, sure, let's put him on there.
Well, put him down. Because now you're talking Kirk Cousins and Justin Jefferson. Now you're in a different neighborhood.
We're in a different tier now.
But by the way, that's a decent touchdown match. Jefferson and Cousins.
Yeah. Like. Herbert and Allen, I mean.
Yeah.
Not as sexy, I guess.
Definitely not. Oh, I got it. Baker to Amari Cooper.
Chill.
Sorry, brother.
What? About what?
Trubisky, Deontay Johnson. Hey, man, I saw Zach Wilson is going to be working out with Corey Davis.
Kyler and D-Hop.
Kyler and D-Hop.
I mean, when they're both healthy and all things.
They haven't been healthy that much.
You don't say when they're both healthy and they both do this about Kopp and Stapp.
I know,
Burrow,
but when they
Chase,
were both healthy, remember what D-Hop
was. How about,
was,
though, that you've got it?
Hail Mary.
You have to include Burrow and Chase right now. You have to.
Top five. Have to.
You have to.
Have to. Every time that Ja'Marr Chase catches the ball, it could be a house call. It could be a touchdown. It could be a home run.
Who are you forgetting here?
I don't think we are.
Right?
There's nobody in Denver, right? You know, throwing Jerry Jeudy.
I mean, look, you could say Lamar and Mark Andrews, but that's a tight end.
You could say Tannehill and A.J. Brown is so good.
And he didn't have a great season.
But that's a third tier, I think, right?
No question. No question.
So give me five. Your top five list yesterday made some news. So let's
you made some news.
Thanks to the good people at the SNF Twitter account.
Right, I saw that.
But so let's give me your wide receiver duo here.
You can't go Wentz McLaurin.
Maybe. I don't know. It's not bad.
Wentz and McLaurin. Wentz to McLaurin, everybody. Okay, Stafford and Kupp's in. Burrow and Chase is in. Mahomes and Hill is in. How do you not go Brady to Evans? Brady's a GOAT, and Evans is the all-time greatest receiver in Bucs history who's either making somebody Bitcoin or costing somebody $500,000 because he's flipping all sorts of milestone footballs into the stands. How do you not go with those four as your top four? And then your fifth, is it Carr, Adams, or Allen and Diggs?
Do what TJ does and just put six.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
You're the one who boxed me in a top five yesterday.
I know. I like boxing you
Rich,
in.
Rich, when you're making up the game, you make up your own rules, okay?
I asked for five.
But I would say this, though.
You don't add one for the grab bag, do you? It's top five.
Every now and then I do. But here's the thing, though. I know Burrow and Chase should be on there, but they've only done it 1 year, right? Whereas Allen and Diggs.
Year.
Yeah, but Allen and Diggs, we've now seen two years of them balling out. So,
but Derek Carr is a terrific quarterback, and Adams is the best in the business. Allen to Diggs, though. How do you not go that? Oh, man. I have to choose one, huh?
You got
to
choose. As I told Morgan Freeman, Rich, life is about choices.
You asked him about his favorite movie of his ever, and he just couldn't answer.
And he just said yes.
I'll go Allen and Diggs. I just have to.
All right.
I got to. I have to. I mean, Josh Allen is, I mean, how do you not? I know Diggs wasn't the one who was going off in the divisional round at the very end.
It was Davis.
Gabriel Davis? Yeah.
I know.
But he was able to do that maybe because a lot of attention was being paid to Diggs.
Josh Allen is you've got to go with the trigger man over the wide receiver. If it's the apples to apples.
I think go with the trigger man.
Or apples to kiwi, as Mike Del Tufo showed that he worked in the in the produce department back in his grocery shopping working
very,
days.
Very underrated.
You could tell the difference.
Very, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very underrated fruit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do your grab bag. You ready, TJ Jefferson? Pop on your shades.
You know we say, Rich, stay ready. So I don't have to get ready.
Go for it. TJ's big ass grab bag, known as his top five. Go for it, TJ.
Oh, yes. As we always do at this time, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? And paying homage to my man, the recently passed Scott Hall, I'm going to hit you with a hey, yo. All right. NCAA tournament time, fellas. And I just want to make this, you know, revolve around the tournament. We've all been big fans, watched a lot of tournament games. So I wanted to reach into the big ass grab bag and just pull out some of my standout NCAA tournament moments. Now, like I said, this could be a list of 300, right? How do you narrow it down to five? It's really hard. I just picked five random ones that I liked. And here we go. Coming at number five, you know, one thing about the NCAA tournament we always say is one thing you can count on is a 16 has never beaten a one, right? We used to say that for years and years and years, and it was always true until it wasn't true. And that's what happened in 2018. Shock and awe, UMBC makes history. The University of Maryland, Baltimore County went and took on the number one seed, Virginia Cavaliers. And not only did they beat them, Chris Brockman, they kind of stomped a mud hole in Virginia game.
Yeah.
And it really left no doubt that this upset was going to happen. And it was everyone tuned in to watch it because it was something we never thought could ever come to fruition. And yet it did. A lot of big moments in the NCAA tournament, guys, but a 16 beating a 1 is huge. I got to put them in at number 5. Coming in at number 4, I'm going to show some love to the ladies and call this one Arike Does It Again, 2018. Now, in 2018, Arike Ogunbowale of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, she hit a game-winning shot against UConn to send them into the NCAA championship game. And then what does she do for a follow-up? She hit a jumper. And this type of jumper, Brockman, I know you've done this because you've done a lot of shooting. When you're practicing by yourself, you practice coming off a little curl and you pop. And that's what Arike did. She came through a screen, broke through her defender, caught the ball, two dribbles, and then shot the ball and made history. It was an incredible play. I happened to be watching that game, and I don't like Notre Dame, but I stopped. No offense, Mike. I don't like Notre Dame. But I watched that game. I was totally into it. And when she hit that shot, it was incredible. It was an amazing moment. Definitely worthy of number 4. Come at number 3. This one kind of got me in my feelings, man, because I was in high school when this happened. 1990, this happened. Hank Gathers. If you remember the late Hank Gathers, he was a man amongst the boys.
He sure was. He could have been an incredible. Didn't he go shot for shot against Shaq?
48 right? points and 13 rebounds in a loss against LSU that year. Man. LSU had Shaq, Stanley Roberts. You know, Hank Gathers was great. And then, unfortunately, at a game in March of 1990, Hank Gathers caught an alley-oop, dunked it, jogged to midcourt, and he fell down. He collapsed. He died. He had a heart condition. And it was terrible. And like I said, I was a kid still in high school, and that kind of really affected me because I liked Hank Gathers. I was a fan of his. You know, he led the nation, I want to say, in scoring and rebounding. It was amazing. And then what happened after that, 11 days later, Bo Kimble and the rest of the LMU team, they went on a run in the NCAA tournament.
I remember.
They beat, and let me see, let me make sure I have this right.
They dethroned Michigan.
They beat New Mexico State, Michigan in the second round, Alabama, and then they lost the eventual national champion UNLV Running Rebels in the regional finals. But Bo Kimble, 45 points, 37 points, 19 and 42 in that loss. But what Bo did was that captured the country's attention. And Hank Gathers, in order to make himself a better foul shooter, decided to try to shoot foul shots left-handed. So Bo Kimble decided that he would go out and, in a tribute to Hank Gathers, shoot that shot with his left hand. And it was late in the game when he finally got fouled, but he sank it, and it was just amazing. And the run they went on was incredible, and they did it for Hank Gathers. And
yeah, Paul Westhead was the coach.
Paul Westhead
right?
was the coach. I mean, they put up, no offense, Rich, they put up 149 on Michigan.
I mean, that was
one of the best games of all time.
It was over when it started. I mean, and that was Michigan's title defense.
Yep. So, you know, shout out, you know, God, as Holloway said, God bless the dead on Hank Gathers, man. What could have been with that guy? Coming in at number 2. I'm going to make this a little bit fun, and this takes me back to watching this game with my grandpa. This game is so old, I still had a bedtime, right? I still had a bedtime, so I had to wait for the next morning to wake up to have my grandpa tell me what happened, and to hear him express to me and try to explain what happened, it's still blowing my mind, and that is 1983. Somebody give Jimmy V a hug. The NC State Wolfpack went on, and they upset Akeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Phi Slamma Jamma, the Houston Cougars, And if you remember that game, Derek Wittenberg tossed up a three in desperation. Lorenzo Charles caught it, dunked it. NC State got the upset. Jim Valvano became legend as that shot of him walking, running around court, Rich, just looking for somebody just to give him a hug. It was unbelievable. Like I said, I had to wait till 6 o'clock the next day because there was no Sports Center back then to see the highlights. And that moment was incredible, man. And rest in peace, Jimmy V. And coming in at number one, Christian Laettner's perfect game, man. 10 of 10 from the field, 10 of 10 from the foul line, 31 points, including the Grant Hill pass, the Laettner catch, the shot, the win. This Duke game over Kentucky was amazing. It sent them into the championship game where they beat UNLV. But Christian Laettner was literally perfect that game. And, you know, those are just some of my standout NCAA tournament moments. And of course, as always, I like to hear yours. And like I said, for Scott Hall, we're going to do this, Brockman, one more for the good guys.
Well done. Well done, sir. Well done. SportsCenter was around then. You might just not have had
in 83. Oh, okay.
Yes. 79 was when ESPN was
born.
But it just wasn't as popular as you would.
We didn't have it
today.
In Altoona.
And secondly, is what does it mean for the fact that I'm a 52-year-old man and I have a bedtime now? That it was so long ago for TJ that he had a bedtime. And now, I now have one myself. What does that mean?
Rich, I also have a bedtime, and it doesn't come fast enough.
Like, you started sleeping 5 minutes ago. If you would have started sleeping 5 minutes ago.
100%.
And it's just so crazy to me because I can't sleep. So it's just weird. Like, you go to bed so early, and I'm up at, like, 2 a.m. just staring at the ceiling.
You know what he needs?
Baby.
Kids. He's a child.
He's a child. A wife. A child. And a mortgage.
How was your day today?
Exactly.
Did you have that a wears you out.
Did you have a great day today? And suddenly he'd fall asleep. TJ, how was your day today?
You have no idea. Every day is a race to bedtime.
And I just love it coming from you because, you know, 3 years ago, every afternoon, I'd be like, hey, Chris, you want to go do blah, blah, blah? He'd be like, nah, man, I'm going home and taking a nap. I'm like, why do you nap so much? Now he has to nap. Don't you wish you wouldn't have napped so much pre-baby, though?
Oh, my God. Montana State is down 30 right before the end of the half. This is over. Texas Tech is just beating them down.
What's
Auburn's
the
about to cruise. It's all over. Ohio State has bounced.
Oh, Texas Tech is
so there's no
Loyola.
Close games right now?
And Purdue's
there
up 11.
There are no close games right now.
Nothing happening.
No.
So, you know, what everyone should do is turn on the Rich Eisen Show, which I'm saying to somebody who's actually turned it on.
Well, they should have done that long before this.
All right. Phone calls. What's more likely coming up next right here on the Rich Eisen Show? I will do my best to tell you what's more likely to get results this weekend. And I fully disclose, I chose Kentucky to win it all. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody.
That is great.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the only one?
That's the only residual check that I did. We just had a little
fun
with
the
residual.
Someone had to actually write those out. Like, there was some bookkeeper working for the
3 cents, Rich Eisen. Like, literally.
Hell yeah. That's right. I love it. I got a 3 cent check.
Is that the lowest you've ever gotten?
No, I've gotten a one penny.
You have?
Okay. Yeah, CSI Miami's paid me a penny.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Put two episodes together and it paid me a penny.
That's so disrespectful.
It's not disrespectful. Actually, it's respectful. It just shows you that there's some accounting department that is going to pay me what I'm rightfully earned. Unfortunately, I rightfully earned a single penny. You know? Speaking of being underpaid, when you, Mike, were working in a produce department, we were talking about this earlier today, about stocking apples, oranges, so forth and so on, and it was a problem for me checking out when I didn't know what certain fruit looked like, and I had to ask the kind people of Staten Island to tell me, what fruit were you trying to purchase now, sir or madam? And then I would look up the price, and it would be—I was a disaster as a cashier. But for you, they would do that, but I don't know. Didn't work for me. So you said you would sometimes, as you're stocking the shelves, you would sample some of the products?
And we had one of the first pineapple juicing machines. And that, having a fresh pineapple, then we had orange juice.
How do you know, like the Livingston, New Jersey, like
Kings
Pathmark was on the cutting edge of juicing pineapples, and you knew that?
First ones.
You knew that?
I know that for a fact.
The Stop and Shop down the road.
I was
in Manalapan. Didn't have that technology.
No.
You knew that?
Pathmark, Staten Island did not have it. We had it. No, you know, I mean, my family, my brother
worked can't breathe right now, by the way.
My brother worked in a supermarket. My other brother worked in a supermarket. All of us, I'm telling you, we had one of the
word
first.
Word was out on the street.
Yes, I know that.
You were the first spot with a juicer.
Yes, not a juicer, a pineapple.
It was specific to pineapple?
Take the core off the pineapple, whatever. Okay. I don't know what the outside of the thing is called.
The skin.
Thank you.
All right. The pineapple.
Yes.
Skin.
And we had an orange juicer. So I would have fresh orange juice and fresh pineapple all the time.
But among the first.
I would always, that's how I got no,
did your manager not turn to you and say, wait a minute, the count's off.
The count's off.
We had 10 pineapples and now we have 8.
No.
And you're walking around with a belly full of juice.
But yes, I used to sample the different fruit. That's how I got into Honeycrisp apple. I love Honeycrisp apples.
How do you make that transition?
Because I it's done. A Honeycrisp apple was there one day, and I love, and I went, you know,
to this day, you turn 56 tomorrow, to this day.
Honeycrisp apples, to this day, are the best apple. They're the goat.
I'm a Gala apple guy.
You're a Gala? Yeah, see?
I like it.
The green, don't like the green. Red, don't like the skin on the red.
Yeah, the red delicious. I'm
not
a fan of
Honeycrisp.
They're trying too hard. Whoever named it's trying too hard. Like, don't tell me how delicious it is in the name. You're trying too hard.
Let me decide if it's delicious.
Honeycrisp. I mean, it's a great name, too. Think of the name, Honeycrisp. I mean, it's fantastic.
Is you saying Honeycrisp?
Yes.
Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp apples, I guess.
Honeycrisp.
Okay.
They are delicious.
Good stuff,
Thank
Mike.
Thank you. Yes.
All right, Mike, can you pull it together for what's more likely? All right, let's hit this to send everybody to their weekend. Go for it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, what do you have over there, Chris?
All right, one basketball and a couple of football guys. We didn't really talk about it, but Sadiq Bey for the Pistons hit 50 last night.
That is the
eighth 50-point game in the NBA this month. There's been 17 this whole season. It's crazy. So what's more likely? Another 50-point game tonight in the NBA or a 15 or 14 seed get a W? So we're talking about Colgate, 14 against 3 Wisconsin. We're talking about Cal State Fullerton against Duke, the 2 seed.
What would that be like?
Or we're talking about Delaware taking on the 2 seed Villanova.
Did you see the President of the United States, Joe Biden, sent out his bracket and he had Delaware winning the whole thing?
Of course.
I know.
Yeah, he had to.
He's a blue hat.
I'll go another 50 piece.
Yeah, full slate of the NBA tonight.
I'm going to go. So tonight, it's got to be today.
Tonight, we need a 50 piece tonight, back-to-back nights.
How about this? I'll say Morant does it tonight. Wow. I'll even call my shot.
Wow.
I'll say Morant. Who are they playing? I don't even know who they're playing. But I'll look that. You go on. I'll look it up. I'll say Morant scores 50 more than anybody else. I'll call my shot.
All right. Attaboy. All right. Now moving on, Mike. NFL. Here we go.
NFL.
More touchdown passes in 2022. Who's more likely here? More touchdown passes in 2022. Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers?
Grizzlies play the Hawks, by the way.
Yeah, they play the Hawks. I'll take the Raiders.
Raiders.
I'll take the Raiders.
More touchdown passes.
I will go the Raiders. I will go Derek Carr. The autumn wind is a pirate, and Aaron Rodgers will be handing off more frequently to A.J. Dillon than expected. I'll go that right now. But if they go ahead and shoot their shot for DK Metcalf and get him,
right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wouldn't that be something? Raiders don't play the Packers, do they?
Oh, good question.
I'll look that up. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going. What's the other one?
Okay, what's more likely?
That's going to take a while to pay that one off. But
no, I know. I just wanted to throw it out there. Big news. Okay, Matt Ryan, guys. Matt Ryan. What's more likely? Matt Ryan leads his team to the NFC playoffs in 2022 or the AFC playoffs in 2022?
I'll go AFC playoffs because I don't think if he sticks around that the who's catching the ball? Russell Gage is now. Do you see Russell Gage said he got a call from Brady to recruit him? He thought he was being pranked.
Yeah.
Like, really, who is this? It's Tom Brady.
No, really. Who is this?
Yeah. So I'll go AFC because I don't know if he sticks there in Atlanta that they're going to make the playoffs. Boy, they're going to have to build their roster back at the receiver position big time, which is another reason why Deshaun might have to sit here and say, boy, long-term going home, that would be great. Boy, long-term, you know, maybe staying in Atlanta, that would be fun.
Short-term,
you know,
though.
Short-term, 2022, cupboard's really bare. So I'll go with that one for sure.
All right, and last
Raiders
one, Rich.
Don't play Green Bay.
Oh, by the way, huh? They Raiders. Do not play Green Bay. That's correct. Green Bay does not play
All right, last one, Richie. You mentioned Deshaun Watson.
Raiders.
So on Monday, what's more likely? On Monday when we start the show, is Deshaun Watson a Falcon, a Saint, or still unknown?
I can't imagine it would be still unknown. I cannot imagine it would be still unknown. I can't believe we're about to sign off on this Friday show and we don't know yet. I will say most likely he'll be a Saint. I think he will be a Saint. I think Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas and Cameron Jordan right now are burning up his phone line, burning it up and saying, did you see what we did to Brady? And we were barely winning those games. We will hold Tom Brady. All you got to do is you got to give us two touchdowns, Deshaun. We win those games. And that's our toughest competition. Malcolm Jenkins is burning up his phone line. A bunch of people are burning up his phone line that I would be like, why won't I? I'm sure I'd like to play with them. In New Orleans, in a dome? I'm playing in a dome. Either place he's playing in a dome right now, so that's good for him.
True.
I'll go most likely he's a Saint. I'm calling my shot right there. By the way, the Raiders do not play the Packers, but you know who they do play at home? They play the Jets.
Hey. Hey. Are you going to make the trip?
Yeah. I will not make the trip.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
To play the Giants and the Jets and the Patriots are all going to Lambeau Field. Ooh. You know who also goes to the Lambeau Field outside of their division? Cowboys.
Oh.
The Rams and Tennessee. But the Packers, if I'm not mistaken, play one game in London, too. Who do they play in London?
Oh, yeah, they're playing overseas this year. That's correct.
You know what that reeks of? If you're coughing up, hold on a minute. You play this game. You're Mark Murphy. You cough up one home game because the Packers have never done that.
Well, this is the year the NFC has 9 home games.
Correct. Right. You have to cough up one home game. Do you cough up the Jets, the Giants, the Cowboys?
Nope.
Okay. The Titans?
Nope.
The Rams?
Nope.
Do you cough up the Bears? Do you cough up the Vikings?
Nope.
Do you cough up the Lions?
I think it's the Jets. Jets, Packers, London. Come on out.
Leaving on a jet plane.
I don't know, man. I would export Dan Campbell as the day is long if I was the league.
Exporting Dan Campbell.
Put him in London and start talking. That would be great. That'd be like Ted Lasso on steroids.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, right?
Bite kneecaps and stuff.